It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Do you have a traveling door in your house? Anyone that just kind of goes like that? They're fun. Jim, glad to see you. Been thinking about you all weekend. As a matter of fact, I went to the zoo this weekend and I saw, see if you can guess. And it had two tusks coming out like this, and it looked just like him. Mm-hmm. That, dear ladies and gentlemen, is an elephant. Mm-hmm. Suppose you sit right down here, elephant. I have a few other people to show you. You know what this is? Looks like a fancy horse, doesn't it? But it's a zebra. Do you know that one of my 8-year-old friends asked me the other day, what was black and white and red all over? It was an embarrassed zebra. All right, zebra, there you are. What about him? Could you stretch your neck and pretend that you were a giraffe? Try. Stretch it. Stretch it way up. Sit as tall as you can. There you go. Okay, friends, there you are. Look at the big, wide open mouth of this one. This is a hippo. A hippopotamus. Make your mouth go like that. All right, good. Okay, down you go, hippo. Now I have two animals who just don't seem to get along with the other ones. You know what he is? He is a rhinoceros. See this part? Do you know what that's made out of? Matted hair. Mm-hmm. It's hair that has been wet. It comes right out like that, and it's real hard. Rhinoceros. Let me see, the rhinoceros better go over there. And of course you know who he is. A lion. And it's hard for the lion and the rhinoceros to be in the same cage with the other, so I'll have to got some of my good blocks, and I thought we'd just make a cage for them. There. Put up some fences. Guess we better put some in there. I love to play with blocks, don't you? You can get wood from a lumber yard. Just a minute. Coming. Somebody at the door.
Oh, good day,
Mr. McFeely.
Rogers. Good day. How are you today, Mr.
I'm
Rogers?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I just stopped by the Nature Museum, Mr. Rogers, and I brought a friend of yours you've been wanting to pay a visit with, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, bring him thank you.
Right down here. Shall we go in the kitchen, Mr. Rogers?
Yes, that'd be grand.
All righty, go right into your kitchen.
You know Mr. McFeely.
Here we go. Take it easy there, Pedro. Here we go. I'll just set him right here in the corner of your table, Mr. Rogers. And we'll take his cover off. Here we go.
I've wanted you to bring him by for a long time. Hi, Pedro.
A few minutes today, Mr. Rogers, so I thought I'd stop over on my way on the deliveries, Mr. Rogers.
Well, thank you very much.
Do you have some bread, Mr. Rogers? I think Pedro's hungry. I think that's what he's crying about, Mr. Rogers.
Certainly I have some bread.
And we'll try to feed him, all right? Right with you there, Pedro.
We'll be right there, Pedro.
Tear a little bit off the corner, Mr. Rogers. Maybe Pedro's hungry from our long, long delivery day today.
Hi, Pedro.
Here you go, Pedro. There you go. Oh, he's hungry, Mr. Rogers.
He certainly is.
Like
could I give him some?
Sure.
Here, Pedro. Here's some over here. Here. Here, Pedro. Here. Come on. Come on. We have some more bread? Oh, he's holding it with his foot. Can I get yum, 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 yum?
He's a hungry bird, Mr. Rogers, a hungry bird.
He certainly is. Does he bite?
Oh, no, he doesn't bite, Mr. Rogers. He's a tame parakeet. You know, he's a Mexican parakeet. Did you know that, Mr. Rogers? A Mexican parakeet.
Well, he's bigger than any parakeets I've seen.
Oh, yes, this breed of parakeet, Mr. Rogers, grows to be a bigger size than the kind you see in most people's homes, you see?
Yes.
Because they come from the jungles of Mexico.
Oh, I like the way he calls out, don't you?
You know, maybe he's calling out. Maybe he wants out of his cage, Mr. Rogers. You ever think of that?
Are you allowed to
have him? Oh, certainly. You know what we do, Mr. Rogers?
What?
The Manta Nature Museum said if we just take this little cover off the top, Mr. Rogers, we can let the parakeet out, and his name is Pedro, Mr. Rogers.
Well, all right. May I try?
Sure. Go right ahead, Mr. Rogers.
Come on, Pedro. Come on, Pedro.
There he comes, right out.
Would he come on my hand?
Sure, Mr. Rogers. Isn't that so?
Hey, Pedro. There's a fine bird. One right up here. A Mexican parakeet. Oh, doesn't he talk loud? Sure do. Oh, he gives me a kiss. Oh, thank you, Pedro. Singing a song. You liked your bread, didn't you? What's he doing now, Mr. McFeely?
Well, he's looking around your kitchen, Mr. Rogers. I don't think he knows quite where he is.
Of course not.
He's a tame bird, but you know, sometimes, Mr. Rogers, when he might bite sometimes, but he doesn't mean it. He's just playing with you, see, because sometimes tame birds, they get angry, Mr. Rogers.
Of course they do. Anybody can get angry. Come on, Pedro.
Well, do
Come
you
on.
Think we should have put him back in his cage, Mr. Rogers?
Come on, Pedro.
I promised him back to Nature Museum at 13.
Okay, let's try.
Oh, there, Pedro.
I know. I know you do. Sure, come along. Come on, let's go in now. Come on, let's go into the cage.
Well, I don't think he wants to go in.
No,
Mr.
he doesn't. Maybe
Shall
he wants on your shoulder.
Oh, here, come on, Pedro. Do you want to come up on my shoulder here? Come on.
Go on over to Mr. McFeely's
come
shoulder.
Come on, Pedro. Come on here.
Over you go. There you go.
Come on, Pedro, just walk.
I think
One
he wants
step
to stay
time.
With me.
Shall I leave him here, Mr. Rogers?
Certainly.
Well, shall I come back and pick him up, or do you want to keep him all night?
Why don't you come back a little later, Mr. McFeely?
All right,
McFeely?
Well, I'll leave the cover right here. I'll go right out the back door, Mr. Rogers, all right? Oh, goodbye, Pedro. I'll be back later, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
Good day. Tell them we'll bring him back.
I'll do that.
Pedro didn't want to leave. Sometimes you just don't want to go when you're having a good time. Isn't that right? Yeah, let's go see the other animals. Pedro, I'd like you to see some of my other animals here. They're not alive. See them? See them down here in their cage? Mr. McFeely said that sometimes that you did bite, yeah. But you're learning not to bite, aren't you? Yeah. What do you do when you're angry? What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right, what do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag and see how fast you go? Yeah, it's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. Right, I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this, and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man. You don't bite anymore, do you? Little babies do. But when you grow, you learn not to. Let's look through our telescope, okay? Almost time for the neighborhood of make-believe trolley. I'd like you to see that, Pedro. Want to look through the telescope, Pedro? I'll look and see. It is time for the trolley, isn't it? Yeah, there's Daniel's clock. Ticking away. There's the museum go-round. And there's X's tree, Henrietta's schoolhouse, and the factory. Everything looks pretty peaceful in the neighborhood of make-believe. There's a trolley. Come on in, trolley. Come on in, trolley. We'll be glad to see you. Pedro, this is our neighborhood trolley. Would you like to see it? It's right over here. Trolley, would you take us to the neighborhood, please? We'd like to see what's going on in there today. In we go to the neighborhood of make-believe.
It's this one right over here that's so itchy.
Where, Daniel? Right
this
here?
One on the side.
Right, oh, I see. Ooh, yeah, how's that?
Oh, good.
Does that feel better?
Yeah.
How about right up here
behind
you?
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh. You know, your new stripes get so itchy. Did you ever have a new stripe?
No, I don't think I ever did,
Daniel. Oh, that's right. You're not a tiger.
Yeah. You know, you're kind of fortunate in a way, Daniel.
How?
I mean, you have that beautiful coat and stripes, and you wear that to all kinds of functions, and, you know, you never have to worry about special uniforms or special costumes.
Oh, no, I always have the same thing. Well, that's do you right. have to worry? You have your handyman outfit.
Well, you see, I've been wanting to play the guitar for King Friday.
Oh.
And he says I'm not properly dressed, you know, to play for him.
Well, you don't look like all those fancy symphony people, but anyway, if you can play, what does it matter? I mean, it's the person who's doing it.
Well, you know how the king is. I mean, you have to be dressed for the occasion.
Oh.
But I did send away, and I rented a costume.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, let me see it.
It finally came. It's right here.
Oh, let me see it.
Oh, I don't think I better, Daniel. I mean, the king might be looking, and I wouldn't want him to see me in that.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Let me see you in it.
Well, just a minute. Here's the box.
Right? Oh, it's in a box.
Shall I try it on?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, look, they sent me a tie with it and everything.
Oh, good.
Where do I try it on? Here it is.
Oh, you're going to be great.
Doesn't it look pretty? Huh?
Oh, it's too big, Joe.
No, well, no, that's just the way it's made. I think it'll fit. I gave them my right size and everything. There. Oh, boy. Hey, what do you think, Daniel?
Oh, it's just fine.
It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And
look
at
that.
Oh, those tail.
Aren't they nice?
Do those buttons hold the tails up?
Oh, I don't think so, Daniel. I think they're just for decoration.
I see.
Uh-huh.
It even has a card on it there, on the sleeve.
Oh, right here on the sleeve? Oh, yeah, that's just the size and the there it is. Mm-hmm. It says Mr. Negri right there.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and look at this. Now, this is called a bow tie, and it's not the kind that you make by hand. It's just a clip-on bow tie. It's much easier to put on. And you just clip it on your collar like that.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Well. Oh, there. I can't find it now.
Can you do it?
I think so. I better. I have to be able to wear it if I'm going to play for the king.
Of course.
There.
There you go. That's
great. Is it on straight? Did I get it on straight?
Just perfect.
How's it look?
Oh, fine. Now, just go and play for him.
Oh, you know, now that I have the proper clothes and everything, I'm really afraid to go and play for him.
Oh, no, you mustn't be afraid.
Oh, I really am. You know, he sees so many great artists and everything, and I'm really afraid to perform for him.
You're probably excited, Joe. Why don't you think to yourself, I'll be brave? And I'll be strong. And just go make an appointment with Polypha Kate, and there you'll do it.
I'll be brave, and I'll be strong.
That's right. Good luck. Come back and tell me how it goes.
Okay, Daniel. Be brave, be strong. Be brave, be strong. Be brave, and then be strong. Be brave. You'll not be wrong if you are right. Keep your chin up tight and be brave and then be strong. Be brave and then be strong. Be brave. You'll not go wrong with fighting might. We will reach the sight. So be brave and be strong. Miss Polificant? Yes, this is Mr. Negri, Miss Polificant. You don't suppose, Miss Polificant, you don't suppose that King Friday would be able to give me an appointment for today? He would. How soon, Miss Polificant? 28 and a half seconds? You don't think he could make it 35 seconds, do you? No. All right, Miss Polificant. I'll be there in 28 and a half seconds. Right.
Hello.
Oh, X. Hi, X.
How in the world are you?
Oh, fine, I guess.
Well, are you going to do it?
Well, I have an appointment to see the king.
Oh, good. Did you tell him what it was for?
No, I didn't, X. You know, he probably thinks I'm coming over there to talk about the plumbing or the paint or something like that.
Listen, not in those fancy clothes.
Hey, do you like them, X?
Huh? Yeah, I do if you do.
Look at them. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make too much difference to me what people wear, so long as they're comfortable in them.
Well, at least I think I look like those fancy symphony musicians who are always going to visit the king, don't you think?
Yeah, I think you look just fine, and I think you look like a puffin, too.
Like a what?
A puffin.
A puffin?
Yeah.
What's a puffin, X?
It's a bird.
Oh,
would
a
you
bird?
Like to see a picture of it?
Oh, I'd love to. Do you have one?
Oh, sure. I have a lot of birdie pictures down here.
A puffin? Did you ever see a puffin?
Here comes a puffin.
Here comes a puffin. Here you go.
That is a puffin.
Oh, look at that. Hey, you know, you're right, X.
See that coat there?
The same colors, black and white.
And the tails on the coat?
Yeah, it has tails, just like my coat has.
Yeah, and your shirt is white.
And this looks a little bit like my bow tie there, doesn't it?
Right.
Okay.
You look like a puffin.
Well, I guess I do. I'm going to put the puffin right here. How would you like to stay there, puffin?
Stay there, puffin.
On X's tree.
Now, if you were a puffin, you could fly up into that branch and leave and just get that guitar that you left there a little while ago.
Well, since I'm not a puffin and I'm a man, I can just reach up and get it, right, X?
Hey, that's right. A man can reach, a puffin can fly. Diddly, 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 dee.
Hey, X, thanks for keeping it up there. You kept it very safely, too.
Well, I was wondering if maybe before you went to the king, you just... play the song for me that you might play for him.
You know, that might be a very good idea. It'll give me a chance to practice it one more time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Do you
like it, X?
Oh, I do. Did you make it up?
Oh, no, I didn't make it up. It was written by a wonderful composer by the name of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Hey, he really writes nice music, I'll tell you.
He's one of the king's favorite composers, and that's why I picked it. I thought maybe the king would like it.
Meow.
Oh, Henrietta, how are you?
Meow, flower, meow, you.
Oh, Henrietta, for me?
Meow.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Meow, 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 play for the king, meow.
And it'll look so pretty. Yes, I'm going over to play for the king right now. How about if I just put it up there?
Yeah, perfect.
Does it look good there?
Hey, it really does. Okay. That's the tallest flower I ever saw.
It is kind of tall.
This is nifty.
Meow, 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 meow.
Right. Did you hear him play?
Meow, the end, meow.
Did you like the song?
Meow, 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 meow.
I'm so nervous, though, Henrietta. I really don't know if I can go through with it.
Listen, you're excited. That's what you are. And we're going to be thinking about you the whole time you go.
Well, I guess it's now or never. I better get over there.
And tune up pretty and play pretty.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Joe.
Oh, thank you. You're real pals.
Meow, meow, meow.
Wish me luck.
Meow, meow.
Bye.
We do.
Okay. Let's see, just time enough to check the guitar. King should be arriving right now.
Mr. Negri, I presume?
Yes, Your Highness. Yes.
Why have you dressed yourself so formally today?
For your pleasure, sir.
Oh, very thoughtful, very thoughtful. Nevertheless, there is no need dirtying such clothes as you go around your handyman duties.
But King Friday, sir, I have a very special surprise for you.
A surprise? Does it have to do with the paint or the plumbing?
Well, sir, it's something that I've been wanting to do for you for a very long time.
Oh, for a very long time.
Yes, sir.
What might that be, Mr. Negri?
Now that I'm so close to you, sir, I'm afraid to tell you.
Oh, no. As Bonaparte used to say, celui qui hésite est perdu.
Yes, of course.
I'm sorry to bother you.
Oh, Edgar.
Sorry,
Mr. Edgar. Oh, that's quite all right, Edgar.
I'm sorry, King Friday. Well, carry on, Edgar. What is your message? There is a lady behind the castle, a lady in distress.
Lady?
A lady in distress.
What kind of distress?
Well, she says that she's being followed by a red monster.
By a red monster?
A red monster.
Sir.
Oh, well, we must help this lady in distress. That's what I think.
Oh, I agree. I think
yes,
we should.
Yes, well, handyman, change those formal clothes and come and help us then.
Sir, perhaps another day for the surprise, sir?
Oh, yes, the surprise. Oh, yes, another day for the surprise.
Another day.
Today we must take care of the lady in distress.
Oh, of course.
Come along,
sir.
Edgar.
Yes.
Come
I'll
along.
Be right with you, sir, as soon as I change clothes.
Joe, how did it go?
Oh, well...
Did you play well?
Well, not exactly, Daniel.
Oh, I hope. I was thinking about you so much.
Well, you see, Daniel, I really didn't get to play.
Oh, you didn't? What happened?
I was all set to. I was just about ready to play, and Edgar came in, and something about a lady in distress.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was behind the castle, and something about a monster, a red monster following her.
Oh, maybe we should all go help, do you think?
Well, that's what the king said. I should change into my handyman clothes and get back there right away.
Oh, well, you'll have to play for him another day.
Yeah, that's what he said, maybe another day, yeah. Mr. Negri, another day.
Ladies in distress come first.
Yes, well, I better get back there right
away. Okay, see you then.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Oh, my.
Oh,
Pedro, we won't have to worry about monsters, because we're in a real neighborhood, and there are no such things as monsters. No. Gee, I hope that Joe's going to be able to play for the king someday on his guitar. Pedro, I got you back in the cage. Oh, let's go see who that is. Come on, let's go see who it is at the door. Yep. Come in.
Well, it's me,
Mr. McFeely.
Pick Pedro up there. Thank you very much for watching him for us.
Oh, he was a fine bird.
Well, I have to get him back to the Nature Museum, Mr. Rogers, and they thank you, too, for feeding him for us.
Well, thank you for bringing him today.
Good day. Come on there, Pedro. He's saying
goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Pedro. Bye-bye. Pedro saying goodbye to us. Mm-hmm. Better put the animals and the blocks away. Our times go so quickly together. Yep. You're a fine lion. I'll put you and the rhinoceros away first. Then they won't have to worry. No. And they'll be able to stop when they want to. Yeah, that's what you get when you learn how to stop inside. It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think. Write this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. 'Cause a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man. You girls will be ladies, and you boys will be men. And I'm proud of you just exactly the way you are. Yes, sir. Time for me to run off to work, but I'll see you when? Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. See you then. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.